What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to part two of our main event for this week's Markout Moment Smack Talk podcast. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango, joined by, as always, Robert DeFelice.
The perennial C-tier commentator here on Markout Moment.
And Callum Wiggins.
I kind of fluctuate between the two, depending on your mileage may vary.
Nobody's just going to willingly step up and say B-tier. The humility here, it's palpable.
I'm saying I'm either A or F. Like, I never sit in the middle.
Well, we've got S-tier, A-tier, B, C, D, E, F, and no opinions is what we're doing today, because we are following up what we did on yesterday's podcast, which was the AEW Women's Tier List rankings for this year, September 2022. We did this previous 2 years, and, you know, kind of want to keep that going just to see how things change over the time. And sometimes we end up getting brand new people on the rosters. Sometimes people leave. Sometimes they end up making a big move up, or sometimes even a big move down, depending on, you know, certain circumstances. And today we are talking about the AEW men's roster. So we have, I think it's like 130 names or so. Let me double check that what we got right now. It's 100 exactly at this moment. The 30 names I'm thinking of was the women's list. So I don't think I'm forgetting anybody, but if I do end up forgetting somebody, that should have been at least somewhere in the range. I know that there's some people that I don't have on this list, like a JD Drake, for instance, or a Ryan Nemeth, like the ones that are basically just a part of AEW Dark. Maybe we'll get around to doing them if we just decide to randomly do it. But what we are working with here, I got my screen going up on that. This is what we got going. We've got our 100 names right here. Again, we might add more, but if so, we'll just toss them in there. I'm not going to bother to add them on the side and then bring them over. And we're going to rank them through this system, same as we've done before. And as we do that, we want to know what your rankings would be. So drop a comment below and tell us your thoughts on what our rankings are and anything else you want to talk about. While you're over there, hit that like button and make sure that you are subscribed to the YouTube channel. Also, if you want to help us out on the monetary side of things, there is a thanks button that pops up next to the like button. And that is the most direct little tip jar button that we've got. But we also have the join button on YouTube. And that is the same thing as the Patreon. It's just that you become a channel member and, you know, you can get to see video dark casts as opposed to the audio only podcasts that are on Patreon. So I personally think that the YouTube side is better than the Patreon, but if you're more comfortable with Patreon, you know, whatever, as long as you help us out, I'm of course going to be greatly appreciated of that. So, you know, if it's $1 a month, or you are on the Darkcast tier, or you take advantage of the Pick Your Poison tier and you request something for us to do, like if you really like these tier lists and you want us to do different other list rankings of things, because even though we've done like mock drafts, we do the Mount Rushmore and the top rope list, the tier lists are different. You know, it's just kind of a different way of going about doing things. So maybe you're like, hey, I want to know your tier list of the super heavyweights, or a tier list of the best champions of the Intercontinental title, or whatever it might be. I don't know. Or maybe you just want a fan announce table, or another episode of Missed the Smark or something. We haven't done one of those this year. Wrestling is 2020, what if, so on and so forth. But anything that you do like that is, of course, awesome, including just listening to this. So thank you for being here. So we're going to get into this. And I think that the best way that we tend to do these is that we set a little bit of a baseline and try to get maybe one per tier just to kind of know what we're working with. But S tier, start off with the absolute best. Anybody want to toss out a name you want to put in there?
John freaking Moxley.
Yeah, it looks like that's just, he's AEW now.
That is a threefer. He is a fantastic S tier choice, especially because the way that things have been going lately, that guy is just like, fine, put the company on my back again. I'll do it. Opposite side of the
PWI 500, though.
Yeah, top 10.
That's true. We talk about that on the hot tags on Friday. Drizzling shits option. Let's try to go for something on the total opposite spectrum.
Let's see.
Tat Nam Singh. Let's go.
I don't have him on this list, but we could add him in there. It's not like it's, you know, can't just type.
He's not a bad option.
I'm fine with it. Satnam Singh. I haven't seen anything from him so far that's made me think that he's going to end up being worth the investment. No opinion for anybody that's wondering is if we just literally don't have an opinion strong enough to put them in here. It means what it means. That's it.
I don't think there's many people on this list from a quick glance that I wouldn't be able to have an opinion of one way or the other.
Yeah, that there was mostly reserved for if we would have had more people on the dark side.
There is one from an AEW perspective that I can see putting in no opinion, and that's Morrissey. Because he's had one match and he wasn't even like a part of the roster, and we don't know how much he's going to end up bringing to this roster.
That's true.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, you know, I'm willing to do that because we are kind of judging him based off of more WWE in that regard, and he hasn't done anything enough to show that. I mean, I think he's got a lot of potential, so I wouldn't be like, so far I've seen garbage from him, but we just haven't seen enough to be able to really be like, all right, he's, you know, B tier. Yeah. What justification? Actually, there is one person that I personally would have no opinion about because I haven't seen enough of him. And that's just because I haven't seen most of his matches, which is Lee Moriarty. So I'm going to go based off of you guys.
Yeah, I have enough to put him somewhere.
Well, where would you guys put him? Because that's two votes no matter what against whatever I've got. So
I'm thinking C or D.
Yeah, C or D. Yeah, that's the place I was thinking as well.
I'll put him down here for now because when we start filling in the C and D, it might be a little bit more obvious to move. Yeah, I'm looking at this really fast. I don't really... You know, should we really even have Sanjay Dutt on here now I'm thinking about it?
Yeah. Why not? He's a solid E, though.
Yeah, he doesn't wrestle enough to really merit being on it. So, yeah, I think leave him off.
Yeah, all right. You're done.
All right, we replaced him with Satnam. Let's just...
There you go. Yeah. We had taken Paul White off this list, too, because he hasn't wrestled in so long that, you know, what's the point? And, you know, Mark Henry hasn't wrestled at all, so, you know, some people have them on the roster. It's not quite the same. It's not like we're ranking Justin Roberts and other people that are, like, technically on the quote-unquote roster, but they're not wrestlers. We're just doing the wrestlers here.
I think a solid D, Kip Sabian.
I could go D on Sabian. Yeah. I could go C, but he's not in great right spots, yeah. I think
if most of your character is wearing a box on your head, then that's kind of...
Yeah. Let's see, we go for a job or one in the middle there between D and F.
Mr. Michael Nakazawa, I would say.
I'm signing off on that one, too.
And let me just... I wasn't going to say him. I'll say Lee Johnson.
I'm signing off on that one, too.
Yeah, I'm cool with Lee Johnson going on E.
Let's go.
Any others? Where would you put Brock Anderson since we just did Lee Johnson?
I'd same E tier or maybe even F.
I'd say I wouldn't put him in F.
He's an E, I think.
I would put Serpentico and Luther in E and F. Depending on if you guys want to be nice.
Probably E, like.
I mean, they have some values, like.
Yeah, like they're the solid comedy jobbers.
More so E's.
Yeah, I'd say more so E's, yeah.
Same for Fuego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuego and E makes sense.
I'm filling that one up pretty quickly.
Yeah. that's not good when you can
do that. Let's look at some positive ones. Come on.
Yeah.
Darby Allin's an A for me.
I would say Darby Allin's an A.
I can sign off on that one. I think that at this point, obviously, Chris Jericho is in that top range.
I think he's still an S.
Yeah, I think he's S now.
Yep, I think he's more S now as well
than he was last year.
I think that... I don't know if I'd go S or A for Adam Page.
It's hard. He's like Thunder Rosa to me, where it's like he's consistently in the main event, but he's also been so featured that I feel like he should be an S. But I'm going to say A just because I think other people still mean more to the company.
Might end up, I mean, we could always shift a couple people around. We might move him over there, but I'm kind of feeling the A, yeah. I'm sure that'll get out of context. Got a feeling the A here. Let's try to get a B and a C since we don't have any of those.
Okay. C, I would comfortably slot in Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Maybe Ethan Page?
Yeah, Ethan Page, I think he also fits into the C category. At the moment, he's pretty middle of the road, yeah, because he just hasn't done as much. And for B, I would say we put in both members of the Acclaimed.
I'm totally down for that, yeah.
Yeah.
They could even move up soon, but they're definitely on the upward trajectory, but I'd say B right now.
I'd also say Christian Cage is a B.
Yeah.
Cage, I'd be willing to go into A for, but two votes for B, I'm okay with that.
I think, yeah. He's going to be out of action for the next 9 months anyway.
Yeah. So. I think another person that I would put in C most likely is Dante Martin. But I'd go D for Darius.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Because I know that Dante's got a lot of supporters and he's fun to watch and everything, but I can't quite put him in the B yet.
Well, as someone by association, I would put Matt Sydal in D.
Yeah, Matt is not doing anything fantastic right now. I don't think I have Mike on this list, but Mike would be in the E.
Yeah.
I mean, we might as well just, what the hell?
Go ahead and write him in, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that's taking any skin off my back.
I have a serious question. Where the hell are we putting Brian Cage?
I was almost going to leave him for a while because Tony's going to push him higher.
No, I'm not. When he first came in, I was like, oh, this dude's got S-tier potential, and it's never come close to that. And he went from, like, I can see him being an S. Okay, well, more realistically, he's going to be more of an A. Fuck, can we at least keep him to a B? All right, I'd like to actually see the guy.
Yeah,
and then, what the fuck, where is he? It's almost no opinion at this point for me because he's just not around.
He's always been a comfortable D for me.
It's weird because you can put him in like D just in terms of the fact that you know he's got something. You could also put him in like F as far as you had S potential and you've done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can also see an argument for just saying no opinion. He's a very tricky one to decide on.
I would lean more.
Potential is very, very generous.
Mostly by like the looks and the athleticism that he had. It's just he's not, you know, cutting the promos for it or anything that goes along with it too. But I'd go more of no opinion.
It's just weird because he had like the first like 3 months of where he was like a main event guy in the company, and then quickly fell off from that. I'd say if we're gonna slot him anywhere, I guess D.
Yeah, I'd put him in D.
No opinion and two D's. Look at that. He's getting the D's. Let's try to get another like B range person. How would you guys feel about Scorpio Sky? Is he B or is he C? I'd put him above Ethan Page, but I don't know if I'd put him at B at this point. I might be willing to move Ethan Page down.
He's hurt right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's injured at the moment, so we haven't seen
him. I guess just put him in C because he still has good potential to move to the higher levels.
I almost say he's like a really like low end B now that he's been TNT champion multiple times.
I can also sympathize with that. So if Tony's comfortable with that, we can put him in.
Yeah, if we end up seeing like the bell curve might mean a little bit of an adjustment, we might end up moving him around. C range, another person that John I would put Spears. In there. I wasn't going to go him, but yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. Who else are you saying for C?
I was thinking more Santana and Ortiz because they just don't seem to be doing shit.
Yeah, at the moment, that's where they're kind of slotted. Like
Ortiz, they have potential to be higher, but they're not realizing it.
Yeah, Ortiz is currently Ruby Soho's tag partner, so
mm-hmm.
And seemingly they're never gonna tag. Well, they seemingly never gonna tag together again. So
weird, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a good likelihood we won't see Santana ever again in AEW. So.
That's so crazy.
Captain Sean Dean over in the E tier with the other guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
pretty much all I know about Captain Sean Dean is Captain. And that's it. And I only know that from BTA more than anything else. Oh,
can I suggest someone for the drizzling shits?
Oh, of course.
Go ahead.
Anthony Ogogo.
I'm down for that. What a waste.
Yeah, what? Sucks.
For your entire career so far in AEW to essentially be that awful Cody Rhodes program.
Yeah, they do the awful Cody Rhodes program, and he gets injured, and so he's out of commission. Now he's just exclusively working for Dark, and he's like one of QT Marshall's understudies.
You think he's one of those people that Kenny Omega had said, I wouldn't even hire half of you?
I think he was like staring him directly in his eyes.
That'd be great if he just says, I wouldn't even hire half of you. And he does that like the bang gun. He just goes, you and you and you and you. It's just kind of one by one. And he points to Tony Khan and he's like, hey.
I kind of imagine it that like he started saying that sentence and he was like literally like an inch
like,
in front of
like
the guy.
Dead, like deadpanning. Or a go-go.
He's, if I had like the video on right now for the screen, like he does that little head tilt of like, you know, like hey, this guy. I'm talking about this guy. Let's get another S or A range person in here.
Okay. The Bucks.
Yes.
Bucks are...
They're an S tier tag team.
Yeah.
I would be willing to put them in there because it is a different scale. You know, the fact that they're a tag team thing doesn't mean that they can't be, you know, main events.
And in that same vein, then I would also say FTR or S tier.
And I'm already going to move MJF into S tier too. Because
that's cool. That's cool enough.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to end up debating about that until where it is. But, yeah. Dax Harwood. They're definitely S tier. Cash Wheeler is over there. Fantastic.
I don't know how many more adding to S tier at this point, but like. They're definitely a good core. There might be one or two more, but that's the main ones, I think.
There's a potential for two more, and they're Punk and Omega. Mm. And it's hard to say right now what Punk would even be.
We might need to come back to those ones.
Yeah,
we might.
Jungle Boy A.
B.
Oof.
It's harsh, but like
he's just getting started.
Yeah, I think there's some other people at the moment that are in like an A range a bit above him. I mean he's someone who we could move into A tier in a little bit, but I'd say you need to put Bryan Danielson as an A at the very least.
Yeah.
It's arguably S, but
I'd be more willing to put him on S than A, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so. Wardlow's A.
Wardlow's A, yeah. He's not in that S tier range, but he is seemingly going to get there in due time. I'd go Daniel Garcia B if we've got the other yes. Bs versus the As.
Yeah, definitely yeah. Daniel Garcia's a B right now.
Been warming up to him a lot. I do think that we might end up moving some of those people because I'm seeing a little bit of a gap between that.
Out of the people currently in the A tier, I think Jungle Boy is the one that's most... Well, in the B tier, Jungle Boy is the most likely one to move over into A. And Christian as well, potentially.
Yeah.
But we'll just see how it is at the moment and move on because Willie is also a B.
Yeah.
I'd sign off on that.
Yeah, he's shown enough so far.
Claudio's an A.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. He's Ring of Honor World Champion. Yeah, he should be an A.
Yeah, big name... Did some great stuff so far. Hasn't been around super long, so he hasn't like fizzled out yet either.
I would also advocate for A all three members of Death Triangle.
I wouldn't go A, I don't think.
As a tag team, the Lucha Bros are probably the third biggest tag team they have. Well, actually, there's more competition for that nowadays, but... I would say that they rank pretty highly. I mean, Pax a double champion.
That's true. He is. He's been doing a lot better lately than if we would have done this a few months ago. I think Pac would have been like C tier even for me.
I just think with certain other people that we're potentially going to put into that sort of thing, especially with having FTR and the Bucks as tag teams in there. I think Phoenix and Penta are an A grade tag team.
Oh, I'll put them in there for now, and then
we can move them. That's there. And just to add one final way into that as well, I would advocate that that is where Adam Cole currently resides.
Yeah, I can't go S tier for Cole. I would say another A, Eddie Kingston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what? How could I forget Eddie Kingston? This and
O'Reilly B.
O'Reilly's B. Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah, he's a B.
Let's see. Let's do some other ones. Let's try and find some people in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Cassidy.
Sorry.
Orange Cassidy.
B tier for me.
C. Yeah, it must be at least B.
I wish I could put him in A or S, but he's not S by any means. But he's not doing anything to get him into the A tier. He's not winning championships.
I'd say Gun Club at a C level now.
Yeah, I'm down with that. They've been leveling up.
All three guns?
Yeah. I'd put Billy in there, too.
Billy's D. Come on.
He's looking strong every time he comes out there, I think.
Well, he's jacked.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's not like he's losing matches or anything.
I mean, but he's also...
He's mainly in the corner of, like, the acclaimed.
I mean, I'm all right putting him in D. He's, like, 60, what? 1, 2?
61?
Yeah, he's around about that.
No.
Let me have a look. Just double check.
Google no fucking way. Yeah, he's got to be in it. That sort of. He's got to be like 50 something.
58.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Fucking old. Really? No.
Yeah.
Billy, no, I'm not.
This is like every time we mention Billy Gunn and Lee Hage comes up, you get just there, I don't know how old he is.
Holy shit.
He'll be 59 in a month and a half.
Yo, fucking S tier. 58. God damn. Hats off to Billy Gunn.
Well, those supplements must be something.
Let's see. Are we going drizzling shits or are we going E tier for QT Marshall?
E.
Oh, come on. QT's D. Come on.
Okay. I'm all right with it.
He's good enough. He's like out of the factory, he's the best one. So you can put everyone else in the factory in A if you want. Put Aaron Solo and...
Aaron Solo. I'm thinking drizzling shits.
I'm totally fine with Aaron Solo going there.
Yeah, he's shown me absolutely nothing to be worth it.
All right, I mean...
Rob likes Aaron Solo.
I'd put Camarado in E tier.
Yeah, I'd say A for Nick.
He's big.
Not Babatunde big, but you know, I mean, bigger than me.
Did you put Parker Boudreau in the drizzling shits?
So I haven't seen anything really from Parker and Ari in AEW yet. I would put them in the no opinion at this point.
I'd put them in E.
Ari, I could put in A because I think at least he's a half decent promo. Parker, I looked at him. That was that. It was the 6-man tag they had with Best Friends, and him launching himself over the corner by doing like a splash into the turnbuckle was something to see. He's clearly not Brock Lesnar, as much as he thinks that he looks like him.
Why are you leaning more towards F? Or are we going no opinion?
At
or are
the
we
moment,
going
I'd say F. He's definitely on the level of Anthony Ogogo in terms of in-ring stuff at the moment.
All right, I'd say E. He says F. Make the call.
And I would say no opinion, so maybe the F. Especially because we don't know what the reason was that he had gotten released and, you know, whatever.
Butcher and Blade, I'd say D.
Yep.
Butcher and Blade going D, I'd go E.
No, they're good because they're good in ring. I think they're always a safe team to have a match with. So,
but they lose all the time. So,
yeah, but they're not like I kind of feel like I'm trying to put it with the mindset if they were in a match against Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson, they'd probably win.
That's true.
So I think they're just about higher than that. I'd put Angelico in D as well.
Yeah,
good enough, but you know.
I'd potentially put him in E at this point. C tier for Parker and Menard? Or are we going B?
B.
B, I'd say, yeah. I would put C for Alex Reynolds, but John Silver's a B.
I'd agree on that. Reynolds by himself is not going to be as engaging as when he's tagging with Silver. Silver by himself can get the job done.
It does say one of my favorite parts of, well, I say favorite parts, but like one of my, the things that I remember most vividly from All Out is the Alex Reynolds chant in that six-man tag.
Since we're doing the Dark Order, I'd say Uno in D and Preston in C.
I'd be willing to put both in C, potentially.
I could sign off on both of them being on C, yeah. I think Uno hasn't done a lot recently, but he's probably the strongest talker out of all of Dark Order.
B tier for Hobbs?
Yeah, but he's trajectory.
He's teetering on an A, yeah.
I kind of feel like you have to put Ricky Starks in B then as well, because I can't, I think that they'd have to be on the same
they're
level
kind of
right
married
now.
At the point.
He's somebody that I wish we could put up higher, but he's
they'll
losing
both be out
left and right.
This time next year, I am pretty confident of.
And if we shift any of these over, then potential to move over there.
Lethal in B or C, I'd say.
I'd go C for Lethal.
High C, low B, so.
Yeah, I could say C right now. I think that he just has no momentum.
I'd go C for the rest of House of Black. And I'd go B for Malachi with that question mark of, like, what's happening.
I can't say you put Buddy Matthews and Brody King and C, but they're way too good for that.
They're probably B's.
I'd say all three of them are B's.
And with Malachi, you could just leave the question mark there.
Where are we putting Andrade? Talk about another thing of wasted potential.
With the name, he should be B, but I'm thinking C at the moment. Again, just a guy who's spinning his wheels.
I think that he's on tier with Buddy, so if Buddy's a B, he's a B.
I'd be more willing to put him on B because we have like the guns and everyone in C.
Yeah, true. Roosh is probably C then.
Roosh is a C for me. He hasn't really done too much yet. E for E for Sunny Kiss?
Yes, please.
Blondes.
E for Varsity Blondes.
Blondes, I'm thinking C or D. Kind of depends.
Well, yeah, if we put Butcher and Blade, I'd say they're on level with Butcher and Blade.
Yeah, I'd say Butcher and Blade would probably beat them in a match, but yeah, basically everyone's beating the Blondes in a.
I like this team too. I don't know why this hasn't been working.
Middle of the road for Private Party.
Yeah, I'd say Private Party, I'd say.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they could do better. They've done worse.
I'd say Matt Hardy joins them now as well.
I'd put Matt Hardy in that range too. I would go lower for Jeff.
What are we doing with Jeff?
I would put, potentially, with the way that things have been going, I'd potentially put him in the Drizzling Shits, because it's like, dude, stop fucking up, you know?
I think he's still, because he's still always going to maintain a degree of value, but like how broken and damaged he is, I think probably looking at D now.
Yeah.
At least Matt, you can kind of depend on Matt. Which seems crazy to think about after
isn't it weird
at some point.
The way that the Hardy boys have been, there's this like fluctuation of, well, Jeff is the star, but you can't depend on him. Oh, Matt's got something messed up, but Jeff is the star again. Oh, that Jeff has a problem. You could depend on Matt. Oh, it just, they can't seem to have both working at the same time. It's one of the biggest missed opportunities in pro wrestling, or these two should have been potentially S-tier type people at some point, but yeah. We got some confusing people that are on this list right now, but I think that we could probably agree that Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta are going to be on the same tier. I think that they are lower than Cassidy for sure.
Yes, I see.
So
yes, I see.
I'd go C. And I would, for that matter, I'd go lower for somebody like a Tony Nese. I think I'd go
D
for him, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a guy who gets used pretty often, but like he's jobber to, jobber for the most part.
Brandon Cullerny. The rest of the jobbers.
I find him more entertaining than all the other people in that list.
I'd be willing to put him in D, but...
I'd say so. I think he's more entertaining than those ones.
If you asked me this time last year, I would have said A for Miro, but I think it's a B.
Yeah, I can't go A.
Yeah, at the moment, Miro's a B. For that matter, Sting's B as well.
Sting is great. Good for Sting.
I'd put him in there, yeah. I would go B's as well for Swerve and Keith Lee.
Yeah, you have to, the tag champions.
In which case, I'd always give him an A.
But they were so not factored in there the same kind of way that a different tag team could have, you know? For them to be booed as much as they were with the Acclaimed, and then for the media scrum afterward to be like, so you think that the Acclaimed should have won, huh? And then now that they're being set up essentially to lose those titles, I think that's
undercut them a lot. That was very much circumstantial.
I think that's very much everyone wanted the Acclaimed to win more than they didn't like Lee and Swerve. I think if you had basically any tag team, probably that's not called FTR against those two, they would have won. They would have had the same reaction. I think Lee and Strickland, because of the potential they have both as single stars moving forward as well, might be worth elevating upwards. But we can leave them there for now.
I could sign off on that.
Maybe C tier for Hager.
Yeah, Jake's just there really for the most part. I'd say Sammy Guevara is an A. I know some people disagree with that, but I think Sammy's great in the ring.
Yeah, I'm signing off on an A tier for him too. If you're gonna put Darby Allin there, you got to put Sammy Guevara there, I think. And
yeah, they're very much in the same kind of category.
E tier, Pretty Peter Avalon.
I just always come back to that feud with him and Brandon Cutler and just think that he's better than that, really. But yeah, I'd say A. Luchasaurus is
quite
B.
A random collection that we've got going on.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, Luchasaurus is B.
I'm down for that. We're going to put Lee Moriarty now that we have him.
Yeah, Moriarty, given what we have here, probably more in the D section. What do you think?
Yeah, more potential, for now, I'd say. We'll see what this stuff with Stokely Hathaway leads to.
Yeah, he's already looking like the bottom of the pecking order for that one, though, for me.
Daniels in D.
Yeah, he still has name value to mean that he's further
ahead. Probably Kaz jobs. In the same.
Yeah, I'd put Kaz in there. He's not doing much. Maybe they could form a team. Yeah, they should. If they were back into the team range, then they would be in the C tier, but they're just, I mean, they're, you know, phasing out of their careers.
Yeah. Looking at what we have here, I think.
I shouldn't have put these two together, right?
Archer's a D.
D.
A high D.
What?
A high D.
He's at least a B.
I'd go C at the lowest.
I haven't seen him wrestle.
He's been in the G1.
Okay, well, that's fair. All right, yeah.
He was their representative for the G1. I think he's D.
I'd go C at the lowest, but I'd be willing to put him in B because at any point he can fight for the title.
At this point, I'm willing to move Swerve and Lee to A.
I'm more willing to wait and then to adjust because I think that we've... This one's definitely getting adjusted. We're moving people for sure. But depending on where some of these go.
So Cabana's D.
Cabana's E, but okay.
I mean, he could be A. He doesn't wrestle that much, but...
That's tough.
I think he's on the same level as...
I think Frankie. I'd go D. Yeah. Based off of some of the names that here. If it's at least name value that you're going with. If he pops up with Ring of Honor, people are going to mark out. So
sure.
I'd say Danhausen is also a D.
I'd go E.
I think he's too popular to be.
He's too over.
I don't fucking get it.
He's more over than half the people in our B and C tier. Like
he might be a nice guy and all that. I don't know, but nice like I
very just, evil as well.
I don't get the act. It's not for me. Look at this list we have. people. Where are you going, Hook?
He's a solid C.
I think C. Uh-huh. He's not in B range for me yet, just because of the memes. I don't think that justifies it yet.
Well, about the fact that he's a champion.
It's the FTW title. It doesn't mean shit.
We've got the people he's choking
the
two, out.
The other guy that held the title just before him is in B.
And also the people he's choking out currently, Menard and Parker are in B. I think we have to move him to B.
Well, we are having way too many people in B as it is, so we're going to move over. Do we want to move another person into there? Or?
Okay, maybe leave him for now. He's definitely on the up.
I wouldn't put Hook on the same level as Jungle Boy and Christian.
Well, no, but it's a sliding scale, isn't it? It's like they could be B tier, but at the very lowest end of the B tier.
I would love to watch the three names we have left in a triple threat match.
These are tough because your instinct should be Kenny Omega and Punk in S and Samoa Joe in
A.
But Joe hasn't been around much at all. Punk is problematic as all hell for multiple different reasons. And then Kenny Omega's been gone for so long, and you shouldn't punish somebody for being just gone if they come back and there aren't any issues and they're still at the top. And he did come back and immediately basically win the trio's titles. But there's a problem between it. So,
you know what? I still say, like, Punk and Omega are S tier wrestlers. Like, if we're just going on what they bring to the ring, I think they're an S.
Right now, I'm leaning towards Omega, S, Punk, and Joe both an A.
I'm thinking two S's and a B.
I would still put Punk in S because just the name value alone. Yes, he's problematic, and yes, he may never wrestle for AEW again, but, like, he goes out as, well, at the time, the champion, so I think he's still S, and Omega's S, and Joe's A.
I'm all right with Joe being an A.
They have too much name value.
I think at the very least, we all seem to be heading towards Joe and A. And
Omega's S, yeah.
We're all in there. Maybe the Punk thing, a little bit more of a debate. I'm not willing to go on S. I mean, if you end up putting two votes for S, then that,
but yeah, I mean,
2-1. But
the other people in the same altercation are an S. He's an S.
Yeah, he's the champion, and it was the champion. He's been been involved in, like, the biggest stories associated with AEW, good or bad. So
if it was just the problem of the backstage fighting, though, that would be one thing. But
yeah, it's the press conference stuff.
Well, the press conference thing, even just that too, but he gets injured right when he wins the title. He gets injured right when he wins the title back. So you can't even say, oh, he had a great title reign. He's a two-time champion now, and both times meant fuck all.
I still think the value outweighs, though, because despite that, they put the belt on him again at All Out. So they want to run with him because he is a draw.
I think that's more just name value. Like, you might as well put the title on Sting then. I don't think he's given S tier. Like, you look at, like, how Moxley's performed for this company. He's had multiple title reigns at this point with the length that he's had. He's been having good matches with people. Punk, I think some of his matches are overrated.
See, but this is the part where I take issue. And not you per se, because I think you've been more consistent with your criticisms. But, like, I think there was a huge take as soon as all this shit happened. And Punk was always sort of overrated anyway. Punk was doing very solid, high-level work. There was no one doing, at a time, there was no one doing more consistent work in AEW than CM Punk. I think he's S, but that's just me.
My ultimate goal, not goal, vote would be an A. So we got an S and an A. Deciding factor, Callum, where are you going?
I've been firmly in the S camp for
a while. I didn't know if maybe you changed your mind or something.
No,
all right,
No, you can't convince me that he's not an S guy.
Two for S, then one for A.
I think we actually, yes, the B tier is a little full, but it's actually, that's how they treat their guys. I think we have a pretty solid understanding of how they treat their guys.
I think we can move some of the B people up into A. and maybe a couple in the C, just to even it out.
Yeah.
Nice little bell curve. I think the rest of them are pretty fine, but in which case I'd say both Jungle Boy and Christian are probably the biggest A-rated ones out then.
I would definitely put Jungle Boy over there.
I'd say you're probably looking Jungle Boy, Christian, Keith Lee, and Swerve.
So out of this list...
I can sign off on that. I can sign off on Keith Lee and Swerve.
And I'd almost also make an argument for Orange Cassidy as well.
So the ones on this that I would potentially move up to A would be more Keith Lee, Miro, Cassidy... Yeah, more so them.
I would, yeah. I mean, looking at them all, I'm just...
Miro and Cassidy, based on the years they've had, I'm not moving them.
I think...
Keith Lee and Swerve, I can move.
I think if Cassidy had held a title by now, I would move him up. Because he's one of the most over guys, but he lacks that credibility as a non-champion.
Yeah.
And also, also just due to the way he wrestles. Miro, I would love to put Miro in A, because Miro's great, but he doesn't have a lot of momentum at the moment. Keith Lee, I'm totally fine with moving to A because he's a champion and he could easily become world champion if they want to push him in that direction.
Yeah, I wouldn't Swerve, put...
I think could probably stay more in a B.
Yeah, because between those two... Why is this not moving up? That's so weird. What's happening here? it doesn't want me to do that. Shift up, there you go. He is the one that I would think would take the pin more than Keith Lee. And out of this list, then, looking at that, I am feeling that maybe John Silver should move down. I don't know.
I'm all right with that, I think.
Yeah, I can sign off on John Silver going there because he's rarely used in that level.
Even though he is like more fun on paper and in the ring and whatever than Alex Reynolds, he is basically booked to be on the same kind of tier. Yeah. So yeah. I could see that being the case.
I'd move Hook into B. And then I think we're good.
I'm thinking more even moving another person from B into C.
Who would you suggest moving from B to C?
Maybe Scorpio. Put him on the same level as Sean champion, Spears, though. Dustin Rhodes, Ethan Page.
He's been a champion more than once.
I'm also looking at ones that I might move into A. I think we might actually also be overlooking Kyle O'Reilly a little bit.
I wouldn't put O'Reilly in A. There might be somebody to put in A to balance that out a little bit more that way instead of moving another person over to C.
Realistically, like if it went the way that we were expecting it to, it should be one of Andrade or Malakai Black, obviously. It's not, but one
right,
of those.
Yeah. Definitely wouldn't put Menard or Parker in A. They're not at that level yet. I wouldn't put Kyle O'Reilly. I wouldn't put Yuta. Wouldn't put Scorpio or Bowens or Caster. Maybe an argument for Daniel Garcia.
Not yet. The momentum's good right now, but I think that's still, I think him and Willie are a kind of, I would say 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
His momentum right now is definitely more than Ewers, but Ewer is still it's kind of plateauing after the momentum that got him in the position that he's in right now. So maybe, I mean, Cassidy has always been a reliable guy for them to turn to for pretty big matches. And he's had feuds with Jericho and Adam Cole, and he's fought for the world title, and he's fought for the TNT title, and he fought Will Ospreay at Forbidden Door. I think there is the argument to say that he's a bit too silly a character to move up to A, but they rely on him a huge amount and they push him big.
I am totally on board with putting Cassidy in A if you want
to. I think out of those ones, he's the one that screams the most A to me.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of him since the very start.
And then I'd be happy to move Hook into B as well.
Well, then we're getting a little bit more...
it's a bit even, but it's like... But I think that's kind of where they are. There's a lot of just guys in the mid-card for them.
Is there anybody from B that you guys think could go into C to balance out Hook? Maybe Buddy Matthews? Yeah, Brody King's Buddy, definitely been booked stronger than Matthews.
Yeah, I'd say Buddy then.
Yeah.
Those ones.
And then
he hasn't done much really in the grand scheme of things.
Then I think that'd be it.
We're not too far on having
That's pretty much the curve that you want. At the end of the day, they have more like top people for the S tier than they have like really, really bad people.
There are some people that I might make a little bit of an argument for here and there, but it's not like a big deal. Like I'd be like, all right, well, maybe Darius moves over into E tier or something, but nah. Nothing I feel super strong about at the very least.
Nah, because like as soon as someone like him comes back, he's gonna be, you know, a major tag player with his brother.
Or he gets injured again.
Right. You think if he gets injured again that they're just gonna be like, that's it, third time's strike.
No.
People just don't like it's not really as ruthless as that, I don't feel.
I mean, at a certain point you gotta stop paying people to not perform.
Yeah, well, we don't know how much he's making anyway. He's probably not on the most amount of money anyway. Again, they might if it's third injury, they might say, okay, we're gonna be on a per appearance basis.
Right. That's what I would be considering and be like, look, we're gonna sign Dante to like a true thing because Dante's developed this kind of following and everything, but Darius will be on a per appearance, and you know. Then again, we might not have some of these people by this point next year when we do this. Like, maybe a Sunny Kiss will have left by then. We haven't seen like some of them as it is here and there.
They did a big angle of having Sunny Kiss join the true what they're called.
The Trustbusters.
The Trustbusters, that's it. and then the Trustbusters just don't exist anymore on TV.
Would you guys put, even if it's just to balance this out a little bit, JD Drake, Ryan Nemeth, and Cesar Bononi?
Oh yeah,
over there, absolutely. And then that kind of makes that look a little bit better too.
Yeah. All of the wingmen belong in the jobber status.
Because they're around enough times that it makes sense to put them on this list.
I mean, they're on programming more than some of the other people in our B tier.
Yeah,
you know.
Or anybody else in Drizzling Shits we could add to make that
people that we know of?
I'm just kind of like, you know, hey, we got, you know, that little bit of a difference.
Mark Sterling? No. he's actually worth a bit more than that anyway.
Potentially six names. What can we?
I don't think we can. At the end of the day, like, and this will be the case with WWE as well, it's just like, the thing about the top wrestling companies is they don't actually hire that many bad wrestlers.
Right. You aren't looking to hire the really, really bad ones.
Yeah. I mean, there's some people that on the kind of quote-unquote scale might lean a bit more into that level. Like, you could make the argument for someone like a Brock Anderson but I would make the argument for a Sunny Kiss and people like that as well. But I don't think that they're
on the same level as the four we've got there. Yeah.
Who I think I don't say completely without merit, but they it's one of those four people I can kind of understand people questioning why they're even there.
Right. Their contract becomes a little bit, what are you signing them for? It's not him saying we know what you're signing him for. He's tall. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
You can understand the reason for it. It's like Salmon Singh's tall. Anthony Ogogo has that British boxing background. They thought that he would be like a guy that they would develop and cultivate. Aaron Solo is friends probably with a lot of, probably worked with a lot of these guys on the independent circuit, so kind of has that credibility. That in with them. And Parker Boudreaux is a former WWE guy that they probably just decided to sign. And in the same.
Speaking of, though, Cole Carter.
Oh, he can be.
No opinion.
The former two
guys. He's not opinion right now. Like, I didn't even get enough of opinion of him when he was in NXT. So
it's Carter with a K, right?
Yes, it's Carter with a K. He slept with the.
Is it Cole with a C?
It is.
I think so.
Okay.
Michael Cole Carter. Mm. Yeah, he's got some, like, you know, potential with the face value, just appearance, generic wrestler type. But I haven't seen him really wrestle all that much.
Bland. He looks bland as hell.
Yeah, just so, like, handsome guy.
In the factory pretty so. Well. Yeah.
But there's plenty of people that are on Dark that I don't watch, so I'm sure that there are some more drizzling shits options of just people that, you know, Taz will make fun of for botching a move here and there. Or
Dark commentary is such a joke,
but it's the best part of Dark.
It's Excalibur and Taz just shooting the shit for 40 minutes and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I always find myself actually watching Dark when it has the, like, when you see the the thumbnail for the YouTube, and it says, like, 5 matches on AEW Dark. So, well, sure, I can fucking watch 5 matches.
It's been so much better the last couple of weeks where it actually, like, ends within 40 minutes. For a while there, they were going well over an hour, hour and a half, and I'm like, that's too much Dark.
Mm-hmm. It's almost so dark that it's pitch black. Your new show. I hate the name AEW Dark Elevation, by the way. That's such a fucking stupid name. Anyway, that is a pretty solid bell curve that we've got going on. That's pretty much everybody that I can imagine putting in here. I mean, we don't need to factor that in as much to the bell curve. It's more so these. And some people been moving around a little bit. Some people kind of staying exactly where they've been. I mean, QT Marshall was never somebody in that A tier. He's pretty much been on this side of it. Somebody like Sean Spears has been like, wow, when you first sign in the company, he's looking like an A tier. And then sometimes he's looking like an E tier. He's kind of swinging around the pendulum a little bit here and there. It's interesting, too, when you look at something like AEW's roster, where they have a smaller roster. People always talk, you know, the roster's bloated and everything. And it can be considered bloated, but when you look at WWE, the men and women, like, this is, I didn't bother to separate to the men and women list yet, but it's just considerably bigger. But then again, it used to be even bigger than that, and they've got more programming and everything, and it's, they're starting to catch up to balance out a little bit. I mean, between, and is this on this list right now? So that's 192. So it's about 60 names more on the WWE list than what the AEW ones put together are. But there are still people that within WWE and AEW are on the same level, or some people that are just significantly higher because they still are a bigger fish in a smaller pond. Like Kyle O'Reilly in NXT at one point was like an S tier NXT guy. Mostly an A or B, even a C maybe at some point, but Kyle O'Reilly bouncing around here and there could have gotten better, could have gotten worse. And then you got people like Menard and Parker. They were E tier treated like crap in NXT, where people were like, why don't you move them up? They're entertaining. And look at that. What happens? You use them, they're in the B tier. So it's it's fun to watch the progression and sometimes the regression of some people.
Sometimes it's sad to watch the regression. Like, honestly, Adam Cole was an S tier guy in NXT, unquestionably. I could have heard out an argument for potentially B tier here for Adam Cole, because of the, like, what's happened.
The breadth of what he's done compared to what he should have done by now is significant. That guy should have been a champion, and not like, he won the Owen Hart Cup. Yeah, what's it mattered? Nothing. So.
And I know that he's super injured right now, and every time people talk about him, it sounds kind of really serious, and I hope he's not hurt too badly in any way, but.
What is his injury? Do we know?
Well, again, I don't want to speculate, so I don't want to bring anything up, but I know at least that it seemed like he suffered a concussion in the Forbidden Door match.
Right. That's what I thought.
He was definitely feeling like a concussion, and I know there was a report regarding a torn labrum, and I don't know, man. It's just, every time I hear people talk about him, especially CM Punk in the middle of his giant rant to go, But Adam Cole's a sweetheart, and I hope he's okay. I just care about his health. You know, like, I just don't want him to have to retire or anything.
He strikes me as a guy that's consistently worked hurt. And so this might just be the case of, like, his Kenny Omega moment where all of those injuries are just catching up to him all at once. And so he just needs time to completely recuperate as much as he possibly can. And I think that, yes, it hasn't worked as much, but I still always point to the fact that he fought for the world title three times. He's fought for the world title three times this year. So it's like, he's not true. Exactly, he's fought for the AEW world title and he fought for the New Japan world title this year. So I think people are over exaggerating how far his star has fallen, just due to the fact that he was just the pivotal part of NXT. But he's in a bigger tank right now, so he needs to swim up a bit more.
I hope he gets the chance to do it.
Well, by this point next year, who knows who will be where, if they'll even still be on this list. At this point, by the end of this week, we might have somebody taken off of this list. Maybe things don't go so well with some CM Punk stuff or something, I don't know. But we do have the WWE men's and women's list. Again, I didn't bother to separate this yet. We had a week to do that. Give me a break. But that is most likely going to be our main event for next week. We'll probably do a double batch recording and kind of knock that out over the course of, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or something. And depending on what happens this week, with even tonight with Dynamite, I don't think that there's anything that anybody would really probably jump too high up on the card here or anything. Just no title matches or anything, right?
No, but yeah, I mean, the rare chance that Guevara beats Moxley, you know, Guevara could be looking at S tier one day soon.
Yeah, it's all about the tournament matches.
Yeah, so that is something to keep in mind when we get into the hot tags later on this week. That'll be the next podcast that we are going to be presenting to you. So we'll talk about that PWI list. We'll talk about what happens on Dynamite. We'll recap what happened from the 1 year anniversary of NXT and the fact that it seems like the paint splatter might be gone, which is awesome. And we got a new champion there. So talk about somebody leveling up. You know, if we would have done the WWE one previous week compared to this week, one person in particular, it's going to get a little bump that way, but stay tuned to whatever is happening here on SmartCatMoment.com by following Facebook and Twitter and subscribing to this YouTube channel. As I mentioned before, if you want to pick up some merchandise to help us out on the monetary side of things, go to Redbubble and TeePublic and check out the marketplace options that we've got going on there. There are shops for the other two things as well, Amango Tees and Fanboys Anonymous. And if you go to fanboysanonymous.com, which I guess I should probably just do this, fanboysanonymous.com, and show you. This is the most recent thing that we did. We have a fan tracks of Pinocchio and a fan tracks of Samaritan, and then, you know, some fan tracks of Top Gun. We've been knocking out these fan tracks lately, DC League of Super Pets. So if you are like, oh man, The Rock, pro wrestling, there's your crossover. But
of those movies, the best ones were definitely League of Super Pets and Maverick. Maverick was very good.
Yeah, these two,
not so much.
These two, problematic as all hell. Not even yada yada problematic, just problematic in the wow, this is bad range. But I think that these fan tracks are interesting to listen back to if you want to check out those movies, but you aren't really sold on the idea of actually liking the movie, then we'll give you some fun stuff to go along with that. So go to fanboysanonymous.com, go to Facebook and Twitter and everything, and subscribe to all the good stuff that's over on the YouTube channel as well. And make sure that you are also going to amangotree.com, and you can see that it's a link tree, because I was like, ah, that would be funny. And I don't have amangotree set up to be its own separate website, because why the fuck would I do that if the link tree is basically what it is? So handy dandy little tool to get all these links just available, a little contact form as well if we are having some kind of problem with the things on the pages for Smart Cat Moment and Fanboys Anonymous. But make sure that you are following me here, Twitter at ToadKneeMango, Facebook.com/ToadKneeMango. I don't post anything on Instagram, but if you want to follow me on there too, go ahead. And yeah, that is what you should be doing. So you should also be following what these guys are up to and paying attention to what they are doing on social media and whatnot. Rob?
Yeah, you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. I do not have a handy dandy link tree yet, but we stay working on the website and we stay working on the other things. And as soon as I can announce all the things, I will gladly do so. If you want to know more about me, you can check out my interviews and a recent panel I did regarding disability awareness. So check out my interview with Dom Smith on the Wobbling About and Rocking Out podcast. Check out my interview with Tom Talks Rubbish. And I also did a panel on Gimme a Whole Yeah. So check all that out. And now here's Callum.
So you can follow me on Twitter at Wigmeister14. You can check out the stuff that's on the Smart Comment website. There's plenty of stuff to check out, but of course you should be heading over to the Power Rankings, which is my week-to-week contribution, so you can just check out who's rising up the rankings there. And if you're interested in more rankings, there's obviously the Fantasy League, so you can follow who's picking up points on a show-to-show basis, and if Tony can ever be caught at the top of the tree right now.
What's the
fortunately Bobby Lashley didn't wrestle this week, which is probably the first time in ages that it's gonna be the first time in ages he's not top of the power rankings as well, because he's been top of the power rankings for about the last 5 weeks, I think.
Is this the current setup? 1800 and 1760?
I have to get to actually updating the actual copy of the thing. If you want to see it, you can just check the spreadsheet. It's always at the bottom right of the spreadsheet when it loads up on there.
Where is the spreadsheet that's on here? Is it not on this page?
You got the right one up.
This is the maybe that's 2021. No. I'm on the wrong thing. That's why, because I didn't go to WWEFantasyLeague.com. That's what I did wrong. So the 2022-2023 season, that's the thing I need to update on that page. So there you go. That's the spreadsheet. These are the final teams, and you got to update.
How badly
the
am
score
I dying
on
here?
It's bad.
How badly am I dying? Come on.
So we're at Tony's at 12:45. Well, we'll save Rob
these are up today as of Raw. I haven't updated NXT's ones yet, but
11:75. Rob is.
I haven't even hit triple digits yet. Or
10:12.
All right. I can listen. That's doable.
It certainly can be done. It just needs Tony to go on a bad run of things, and also there's always the penalty points that will be picked up towards the end of the season, but we won't know those until.
Listen, I think those should have been counted immediately, because you would have been screwed, okay?
Yeah.
Come on, Sasha, Naomi, come back. I'm not hoping now, holding out any hope for Harlan and Draco Anthony, but come on, guys. Come back, win those titles or something. Give me some points. Yeah, you will find that on WWEFantasyLeague.com, and I will, now that I know that I have the wrong link on there, I will change that. I'll run up a little thing now to remind myself about that. And as always, of course, if you checked out the things that are happening on the homepage, and, you know, I update these things all the time because I am more aware of that link and everything, but plenty of other pay-per-views still coming your way. Make sure you check out that, by the way, too. And stay tuned to everything else that's happening. So thank you for your support in listening to this podcast, and thank you for anything else that you take part in. And we will see you on the next episode with the hot tags of the week. But until then, this has been another episode of Smark Out Moment, and we are being counted out.